anyways. So we are about halfway down the Amud. We're going to make a nice chunk, a nice dent in what's left. It's a question, Esve Rav Yosef Larabba. Okay, so it's about just past halfway down, I think. We're on Daf Beis Amud Beis, just past halfway down, Esve Rav Yosef Larabba. Okay, this was after we finished with the questions of Abaye and Rav Kahana, which we went over the last few weeks. And last week we did a little bit of a sequum. We saw a little bit, a nice piece in the Or Zeruah. Again, if one's permitted to say that. It's a cafe style seating. Yeah, I mean, listen, everyone's coming in with food and drink now, so it's appropriate.
You need a bigger table for
that. Maybe. No, I'm good. My Gemara takes up my whole placemat here. Anyways, says the Gemara, Esve Rav Yosef LaRabba. Rav Yosef asked the following challenge to Rabba. Hamenakesh veHamechape leKilayim, one who, again, Menakesh we usually translate as weed, and one who covers to Kilayim, Loka, gets Malkus. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Af HaMekayim, even if you just do Mekayim, how would you translate that? Even if you just let it be.
Sustain.
Okay, even if you just sustain some sounds like, so and it something. Could be, yeah, it sounds like you're doing something, and that, by the way, that may be the case. So sustain, maybe we're going to see it. Some machlokes have shown him what exactly the gedarim, pun intended, of mekayim are. Because some say it includes building a fence around it. So what's the gedar of mekayim? Anyways, says the Gemara. Bishlam aladidi, says Rabbi Yosef, according to me, everything makes sense. Why? De amina that I say, that why is menakesh asar on Shabbos and Yontif? Mishum zoreya. Hainu, he says, therefore, de asira zriya bekilayim. Therefore would be Asr also Kilayim. Why? Because what is the Isser of Kilayim? The Torah says, Lo Sizra Karmecha Kilayim. So says Rabbi Yosef, I say that Menakesh, which is explicitly listed as something you get Malkus for Kilayim, is a form of Zriya. So that makes perfect sense, says Rabbi Yosef. Why? Because it is Zoreya. However, at challenges Rabbi Yosef, 1 second... But according to you, the amrit mishum choresh. But you say that what is the problem with menakesh? It's choresh, right? Weeding is choresh. That's what you said above. Harisha bekilayim mi asira. Are you telling me that choresh in kilayim would be asir? We don't ever see anywhere there's an isir lo sachrosh kilayim. There's lo sachrosh b'shor v'chamor yachtav. That's a different type of kilayim. But the actual kilayim of planting and growing different types of foods together, okay, or tvua in a vineyard, which is most likely the type of kilayim that we're talking about. So such a kilayim, why should you be chayev if it's just the isser of choresh? Now,
what if you're doing something to the soil to sustain the kilayim?
Ah, but if you read the way that it was presented, it sounds like it's a machlokas. According to the Tanakama, HaMenakesh VaHaMechape is Loke, and Rabbi Akiva disagrees and says, Af HaMekayim, even one who's Mekayim. Right? Meaning, essentially what he's telling him is, according to the Rabbanan, it makes no sense why there would be an Isser of Nikush by Kilayim, according to your opinion. According to my opinion, the Rabbanan says, that's Zoreya. Zriya B'Kilayim is the classic Isser. But according to you, it's true, Rabbi Akiva might hold that there's Malkus here, but Chachamim wouldn't hold that way.
What does weeding mean? You take out something you don't want and right. It allows the rest to grow good.
Yes.
So
that was his earlier. That was his very.
To grow well also.
So you're saying
it's another.
The problem. The problem is. So again, sustaining, promoting growth, all of these things. Harisha, first of all, let's talk, and many Rishonim and Achronim talk about this point, as well as other points that we probably won't touch on. One point to make is, okay, let's say you plow before there's any seeds. Simple example, okay? How could you possibly say that Zoreya? A Hechsher is not Lo Sizra. Okay, that's the simple understanding is, okay, that we're talking about a case where you are, again, Mechape, I understand, covering over, I understand.
What is that? It's not taking it apart.
It's when you have a seed there and you put earth on top of it.
It's putting earth on top?
That's mechape. The two things that are mentioned in this brisa, Tosefta and Kilayim. Okay?
Hananel says.
Rashi also says. But let's. Again, HaMenakesh veHamechape. Menakesh, he said above. He doesn't need to say it again. Tolesh Asavim Rami Tochatovim. Chi Akri Lehut Sam Chi Hanitveh. Right, because Menakesh we were talking about the whole time. So just a couple of comments. First of all, This puts a bit of a damper on the theory that they were only arguing about a case where both actions are happening at once, unless you read Rabbeinu Hananel carefully, which we'll do in a little bit. But let's take a look at Rashi, first of all.
I know.
We're explaining. We're getting there. For Menakesh.
Yeah.
I know. We're going to explain why Rabbeinu Hananel says what he does and what he does and why Rabbeinu Hananel is extremely helpful to our interpretation that we said within this chapter. But anyways, let's first take a look at Rashi, what's going on here. The main question is as follows. Again, to summarize the question, Rav Yosef challenges Rab and he says, Tanakama holds that Menakesh and Mechapeh, you get Malkus for. According to me, it makes sense why you get Malkus for this on Kilayim. Why? Because it's Zriya. According to you, where it's Harisha, it makes no sense that you should get any form of Malkus, except for according to Rekiva, but hey, we're trying to explain the Tanakama here.
Is that okay? Both of them? You have to do both to be Loke? Or it's a Menakesh or Loke?
That's where we're going with Rabbeinu Hananel, which is going to get back to our original theory in the Gemara that you had to do both also in this Machlokas. Okay, that's how we're going to answer it. Correct. Yep, that's the last 2 weeks of Shiurim. I would say that was the main Chiddush. That's what I referred to in the email. I said the main Chiddush was the first Gemara, right? Tamenakesh v'hamashkamayim l'zraim. That is one action that does both. Okay, we'll discuss that in Rabbeinu Hananel when we get there. First, let's take a look at the simple pshat of the Gemara and Rashi that we're talking about two different actions.
That we weren't talking about Kilayim. Now we're talking about Kilayim.
Correct. But again, that would be a problem if we're assuming that that case is only when you do both. So then how can we apply it to Kilayim if you're doing only one? That's where I'm going. But anyways, getting back to the Gemara, says Rashi, what is HaMechapeh? SheMechaseh es HaZrayim Ba'afar. You're covering the seeds with dust. Okay? Lokeh, why do you get Malkus? Mishum lo Sizra Kilayim. Because lo Sizra Kar Mecha Kilayim, the Torah says you cannot plant, again, mixed types of seeds in your vineyard. Af HaMekayim, says Rashi, what does Mekayim mean? SheRoeh Kilayim Zarua Ve'eno Mevatlo. That you see planted kilayim, meaning you're walking through a vineyard one day, and you see, here's some tevuah planted in a way that is usur, and you don't do anything about it, you just keep on walking, malkus.
Even if it's not your land.
Malkus without a masa.
Malkus, okay?
Even if it's not your
malkus.
Owner.
Malkus. Malkus. That's what Rashi says, okay? Many of you are having the same... Doesn't say, but presumably in someone else's field either at this point. Mevatlo. We had that Bezdin would send out shluchim, v'yotin ala kilayim.
Okay, but that shluchim Bezdin, that's not just a private guy.
Yeah, maybe you'll have to pay the guy back. I didn't actually look at that particular part. Let's assume it's the guy's... Meaning, for sure, if you did Menakesh and Mechap in someone else's field, you're chayev. So I assume also Mekayim, but I don't know. I actually didn't look into that. That's a good question. I am not confident enough to say. My assumption is someone else's field, too.
How do you have access to that field?
If you're walking through it.
Are you allowed to trespass?
Let me just say, meaning there are halachic guidelines as to when you're able to stop someone else from doing an Avera, right? Assuming this falls into this, okay? All of these halachos of what are you allowed to do to someone else's stuff to stop them doing an avera, whether it's ochiach or other mechanisms that we talk about, chatei kedeshi iska chavercha or haliteo l'rasha v'yamos, whatever sugya we're in, that's for sure relevant here. I'm just saying in a theoretical case, in terms of your action, let's assume just
when
for the sake of assumption
says
here.
He's saying on mabatlo, that means you can't be mabatlo something which isn't yours.
Well, he's not talking about mevatlo like saying, this is not mine. He's talking about mevatlo as like uprooting
destroy it.
Yeah, he doesn't mean to declare it ownerless or something like that, like we think of by chametz. At least I don't think so. And all the other Rishonim that say stuff like this don't use that language. I think they're a little bit clearer. I think that's what this Rashi says as well. Okay?
So
although real Rashi says this. Again, this is separate. Again. These are guidelines that are in other Gemaras.
The guy's going to turn on his car and shove us, so you got to let the air out of the tires? Like, how far does this go?
Yeah. Again, there are guidelines for what you are required to do to stop someone else from sinning. And when you do stop someone else from sinning, or when you tell them, go ahead and you're a Rasha.
Are we talking about private property here, or are we talking about it could be
fine.
Public?
Let's assume it's Hefker property. Meaning, my point is just to continue on with the Gemara here. This is getting on a point that I did not focus on very much.
It's Hefker, that's not these questions.
Again, whatever the case is, my point is, let's not get caught up in that particular detail. I want to get caught up in the details that I looked at, not the ones that you want to know about. Yes. I hope everyone in the recording can hear the sarcasm in my voice. Bli Neder, I will look up a little bit more about this Tosefta. I actually didn't look where I normally look for Toseftas, which, of course, Tosefta Kapshuta. I think he has on Zerayim, if I'm not mistaken. So I'll have to look at that in due course. But let's focus on in Rashi. Okay, Afamakayim Sharoa Kilayim Zarua. Again, that he sees wherever it is that he sees this, he sees Kilayim planted Ve'enom Avatlo, and he does not sort of cancel it out. And again, says Yosef Vishlama Lididi, makes sense for me. Damina that I say Diminakesh Have Mishum Zoreya, says Rashi again, or fake Rashi. Diminakesh is because of Zoreya. Why Mishum Hachi? Because of this Minakesh BeKilayim Loke. That's why you get Malkus for doing this in Kilayim. Deha Asira Zriya BeKilayim Dusiv Lo Sizra. It all makes perfect sense. However, Harisha Litzorech Zriyas Kilayim, but simply to do Harisha for the purpose, Hechsher, like you said, a Hechsher for Zriya, okay, Mi Asira, would such a thing be Asir? Dibishas Harisha Leka Kilayim Klal. That's what I said. The simple answer, Rashi says, is there's no, at the time you're doing Harisha, there's no seeds. You cannot call that Zriya. Meaning you might call it a hechsher, you might call it, it's asr on Shabbos, but it's not going to be asr for kilayim. And this is the challenge, okay? And this is the challenge of Rav Yosef to Rabbah. Continues the Gemara, okay? Amar le, a few lines down, he said to him, Mishum mikayim. You know why you're chayev? You know why you get malchus? Because you didn't kiyum.
What were you okay? Kiyum? All you did was plow some dirt.
Yeah, I did kiyum on kilayim. Minakesh, right? Minakesh is not, he's not talking about plowing. He's talking about Harish in general. He's talking about Minakesh specifically. Even though he holds that on Shabbos, your chiyuv will be because of Choresh or Harisha, nevertheless, at the end of the day, by weeding the grain that's growing in your vineyard, you are leaving it. You're doing Mekayim. Says the Gemara, "V'hamid k'tani sefer Akiva omer afa mekayim mechlal de Tanakama lav mishum mekayimu." The Gemara says, "What are you talking about? That's not the opinion of Tanakama. Rabbi Akiva disagrees with the Tanakama. He's the one who says mekayim. How could you tell me the Reisha is telling me that you're chayiv because of mekayim? That makes no sense." Says the Gemara, "No, kula Rabbi Akiva. It's entirely Rabbi Akiva. Umay ta'am ka'amar. This brisa is in a form of my ta'am." Meaning, my tam haminakesh va mechape bekilayim loke. What is the reason that minakesh and mechape and kilayim is loke? Mishum mikayim. It's because of mikayim. She Rabbi Akiva omer. The Rabbi Akiva says, af hamikayim. So don't read it as Tanakama says this, Rabbi Akiva says that. Read it as there is a blank statement that you are chayev for these. That since Rabbi Akiva says mikayim.
Why does it say af?
It's very, again, it's a bit of a stretch of a read, but ultimately this is the way the Gemara reads it.
Okay? Rabbi Kiva, even though you're not directly planting kilayim, you're going to be chayiv because you didn't destroy it. You left it there. You supported it.
Correct. This is at least according to the opinion of Rashi, and supported it, again, is another word that we could use. The reason why af is because everyone acknowledges that it's obvious that you planted. He's saying af, even when you didn't plant it, there's still an iser of mikayim.
Rabbi Kiva is coming to be mosif.
Not Mosif. No, he's explaining.
But he agrees with Tanakama.
Correct. Sure. In this reading, like, in the reading of...
Mekayim.
Correct.
Just seeing it and not doing anything is...
No. Meaning, the way we originally learned it is Tanakama says only if you do an action of Zriya, meaning the way Rav Yosef read it, is Tanakama holds only if you do an action of Zriya, such as Minakesh, such as Mechape, you are going to be Loka. And Rav Akiva says you don't even have to do that. You could do even much less. Now, the way that Rabbi Akiva, of course, yes, but that's in the Tanakama. That's only, now,
well,
what about when we read it?
Active and Rabbi Akiva's passive.
Even if you're
correct. That's, no, but, passive, no, but his question is, well, his question you're, is, you're yes, but the question is, what if you're reading the whole thing as Rabbi Akiva? So why do you say af? Right? If it's really, the reason why you are chayev for Menakesh and Mechape is that Rabbi Akiva omer af hamekayim. So the answer is two things. Number one, lots of times you have, and it's very hard for us to understand this, this really gets to the core of the academic discussion of development of the Mishnah, right? But many times in the Gemara and in the Mishnah, you see this, there were things that were known that people said that were quoted. Meaning, don't think this was an ongoing discussion. Someone came to Rekiva and says, Rekiva, what's the halacha if you're Menakesh and Mechape? And Rekiva's like, oh, I think you should be Chayev because of Mekayim. No. There was a known thing. Sher Rabbi Akiva Omer Afa Mekayim. Rabbi Akiva's famous shita is, even if you're Mekayim, Okay, that's what the Braisa is saying. That's what the way, proper way to read this. According to Rabban, with this, the question goes away. Says the Gemara, okay, my time at Rabbi Akiva. Well, what's the reason of Rabbi Akiva who says that you don't even have to do a matter of Zriya? The Torah literally says, Lo Sizra Karma Chakalayim. How does he get away with this, you know, even Mekayim? My time at Rabbi Akiva, what's the reason of Rabbi Akiva? The Tanya, as we learned in a Braisa, Sadecha Lo Sizra Kilayim. Your field, you should not plant Kilayim. Ein li ela Zoreya. This is only in regards to planting. Mekayim minayin. How do I know that even Mekayim will give you Malkus? Talmud Lomar, Kilayim Sadachalo, because the Torah tells you, Kilayim Sadachalo, period. Now let's catch up on Rashi to see what's going on here.
Sorry to interrupt, but it's interesting in the words in Rashi when he says, Shiroi Kilayim Zeruah,
yes,
which implies that he himself didn't plant the Kilayim. He
yep.
saw it.
And that's what, yep. There. Yep. Because if it. He plant, no, the reason is very simple. Because if he planted it, he's already Chayev.
Right, but
meaning, don't bring that. What I'm saying is, I wouldn't necessarily bring that as a proof that it has to be someone else's. Even though I also read Rashi that way.
No, but it's his field. It's his, but it's not his action. He himself.
Correct, because then Rabbi Akiva has nothing to say. Because if it was his action, if it was his action, then he's already
destroying it. He's allowing it to exist, even though he.
Correct. Because again, had Rashi has no other thing to say. Because in a situation where he himself planted it, he's already chaya for planting it. That's my point.
How do you know it's his field?
We don't know it's his field. This is all something that, again, will have other halachic nafkaminas that I cannot speak intelligently to right now.
What's Zoraya mean? You put a seed and it touches the earth? Or it's breaking down and developing roots and going into the earth? Maybe it takes a few days for that to happen. So put the seed in and it hasn't...
Yes, we did talk about that. We did talk about that last time, whether or not you can retroactively... We talked about it in a few places. The definition of Zarua here, you're asking what Rashi is saying, Zarua. Rashi seems to say any action. So first of all, to violate Lo Sizra, according to the Tanakama, according to the original reading of the Braisa, you need to do an act of Zriya, which even if it, again, seems to be, although we brought this machlokas in the past, seems to be even if it doesn't grow. You put a seed in the ground, you did an action of Zriya, you would be chayef for Lo Sizra Karma HaKilayim. Now, there is in the laws of Kilayim, which we will see referenced, okay, which we will see referenced, how much has to grow in order for you to be chayev and everything else. You can learn Meseches Kilayim, and you will know far more than me about Kilayim. But again, there is this discussion there as to what is a significant growth. We will actually see that again in Tosfos Arash here today. Just a comment there about what Mekayim means. Okay?
If it takes 3 days for something to grow. How are you chayev on Shabbos if you're Zoraya? Nothing happened. It happens on Tuesday.
No, but we talked about that last time when we mentioned it. We said that it's a possibility that, of course, you're chayev for the maisa you did on Shabbos, not for the actually growing.
You don't even know if it's going to work. It might not even work.
I know, but so again, so someone said, if someone came and took the seed out of the land after you, again, that, could be... Yeah, and then it could be retroactively your pater. We brought this machlokas last time, just briefly, or two times ago, one of the times we mentioned it. Again, we're not gonna get into that so much, but I do want to read Rashi at some point. Two more questions. Yes, one and two.
I'm having a little trouble understanding, because it says... Mekayim, Minayim, where do we learn from? It says, Talmud Lomar Kilayim Sadecha. I'm not sure how that's an answer.
Kilayim Sadecha Lo. Kilayim in your field, no.
I'm not sure why that's an answer.
That's why we got to read Rashi.
It's splicing.
That's where, is it splicing? I don't think so. We're going to see. There's different opinions on this. There's, I think, the simplest way to read it, which we'll find in the Ritva later, is you have to be a Balkorei and you got to know the whole Pasuk. Anybody know the Pasuk of Kilayim? Eschu kosai tishmoru b'amtecha lo sarbiya sadecha lo sizra kilayim. If you're a Balkorei, you know what's the word before sadecha lo sizra kilayim is also kilayim. Okay, and the Ritva says that's the way to read the Pasuk. Again, not that the Ritva needs my haskama in any form or fashion, but I think... to say that the Gemara is darshaning it in a way, unless you had a different girsa, which Rishonim did have different girsas, but if you have this girsa on your Gemara, I think that's a very obvious drasha. It says, Behamtecha lo sarbiya, which it totally could have stopped with, then it says, Kilayim, and then it says, Sadcha lo sizra kilayim. So Rabbi Akiva is darshaning in a way of, Kilayim sadcha lo, which is what it literally says in the Pasuk. He's just breaking up the way that the words are divided in order to demonstrate and illustrate this point. I think that's a very beautiful drasha. As we'll see, Rashi does not agree. Rabbi Yochananel does not agree. It's possible they had different girsos. Rashi in the Dibur HaMaskil seems to have the same girsa as us, but I question whether or not that is actually what he had in front of him. Okay, anyways. Says the Gemara, Amar Le, that again, Rabba says to Rabbi Yosef, Menakesh eno loke ela mishum mikayim. Menakesh only gets Malkus because of Mikayim. And again, he explained that whole thing in the Gemara. Talmud Lomar Kilayim Sadechalo. V'af al gav dichsiv lo sizra kilayim. Even though it says, lo sizra karmecha kilayim. Gor in vidorshim lo kilayim. Says Rashi, gor in, what does it mean? Right? Lo tigra, bal tigra. We minimize it. We lessen it. Meaning we take out words, essentially, is what Rashi is saying. And we darshan it lo kilayim. We darshan it lo kilayim. Okay? That's what it says. Lo yehe kilayim mikol makom. There should never be kilayim at any time in any way. Shechayev atalavatlo. You have an obligation to be mevatel it. So if you saw it and you did not be mevatel it, you violated the lo sase of don't be mikayim your kilayim, and you get malchus. Yes.
Case, it says sadecha.
But Rashi's saying, get rid of the word sadecha here.
Oh, so that's how he's explaining it?
Correct.
So even though it's expressly in the Torah,
yes,
the wording is sadecha,
yeah.
Rashi's saying, ignore the words there?
But well, it's a form of drash. Whether or not Rashi had the word sadecha in his Gemara for the drasha or not, the point that Rashi is trying to make is, ultimately, the way the Torah expressed it, okay, even though it says lo sizra, okay, letter says lo sizra kilayim, lo sizra sadcha kilayim. The point is, the fact that we sometimes take out words. So he's saying take out the word tizra and still say kilayim sadcha lo, or lo kilayim, or kilayim lo. The point is, you're not allowed to have kilayim, period. Okay, whether it's in your field, not in your field. And again, for those going want to go back to the original sadcha, it's only responsibility in your field. Okay, and then, okay, this is happening in your field. Someone else plants in your field. Again, we can discuss that. I didn't look it up, so I apologize. But again, you can start to make drushes like this. The point is that according to Rashi, gor in vidorshin. It's a matter of we take out words. And what word are we taking out? Tizra, at a minimum. Maybe also sadcha. Okay? And therefore, lo tizra karmecha. Sorry, I don't know why I said sadcha. There's two psukim, right? There's lo tizra karmecha kilayim. And there's sadcha lo tizra kilayim. Okay, whichever one you're using. But anyways, this is the drasha of Rabbi Akiva according to Rashi.
So a valid way to interpret what the Torah says is you can remove words and reread the.
That's what Rashi says.
You ever hear that before?
We do have many times. We do have many times. We do have many. We do have many times that the Torah. That Chazal shortened sentences in drashos. And if you're very concerned about this, we should. I think, by the way, this would be a very valuable service to the community to have a set of shiurim, not necessarily for me, but maybe for me, on Torah Shebal Peh and drashos. It's a fascinating discussion. We've touched on some of the topics here and there, but the whole idea of drashos is a massive machlokas as to what is a drasha, and is a drasha. Basically, some sort of confirmation bias. Is a drasha something we're legitimately learning from the way the Torah wrote something? Is a drasha, and when do these types of drashas appear? Are there drashas d'oraisa, d'rabanan, and which types are they? There's so much to talk about. My grandfather, when he moved to Israel, he gave me one particular book all about Torah Shebal Peh, but I also one time found, they were going to throw out in Gniza, I found the Maritzchias has an introduction to Talmud where he deals with also many of these points and others. There's a whole literature on Torah Shebal Peh, ranging anywhere from rabbinically accepted to widely and certainly kfira. But there are very interesting theories, very interesting studies. Usually most of the literature on this matter came out during the Maskilim, right? Because when the Maskilim started saying, this stuff's all made up by these rabbis, so the rabbinic leaders of the time had to really develop a cogent philosophy that would appeal even to people with that maskilish bend who were willing to accept the words of the maskilim. And that's when you had so many of the big thinkers of drash. Doros HaRishonim, I think Doros HaRishonim has stuff on it. I think the Malbim famously has tons of stuff on drash. Malbim developed an entire entire philosophy of Drash, which is unparalleled, perhaps, in his philosophy. So anyways, it would be an interesting set of shiurim. I think that would be valuable to many lomdim in the community. I'll tell a great story. I'm going to turn off the recording for this. So anyways, to move on, though, that would be a tremendous service, I'm sure, to the community if people wanted to put some stuff together for people who are learning, but would answer these types of questions. Ultimately, this shita that's found in Pseudo Rashi is very hard to accept in light of our Girsa of the Gemara, number one, which doesn't take out the word, okay? Which doesn't take out the word Tizra, maybe doesn't take out the word Sadcha, but again, like the Ritva, just rereads it because of the earlier part of the Pasuk. We'll see also how Rabbein Hananel does it. Even the Rabbein Hananel is also a little bit hard to understand. But anyways, this is Rashi. Okay, so again, for Rashi, it's very straightforward. Okay, it's as you would read the Gemara, Pashup Shat, other than the explanation of the Drasha, which is a little bit hard to understand. But Gorin Vidorshin, again, you have over here in the Masoras HaShas, he says, take a look in the Rivan and Makos. That he has a different way of learning this drasha. I think because people are instinctively a little bit bothered by this type of drash, but I'm sure you could find parallels in rabbinic literature where we remove words or things like that, or have some sort of gor in vidorshin. So anyways, fine. Let's take a look at Rabbeinu Hananel. The comment that I made before, which is, we suggested a theory that when the Gemara originally had a machlokas in regards to HaMenakesh Vamashke Mayim Lezraim, that perhaps you're talking about one action in which both were accomplished. Okay? Now, this theory can be put to bed by this question on the Gemara. Why? Because it says here, HaMenakesh without Mashkemayim. So, it's obvious then, meaning if you read this Gemara at face level, it says, HaMenakesh V'machapel HaKilayim Loke. Okay? So, here, in our original Gemara, it must be they were arguing even about Menakesh alone. Why? Because Menakesh and Mechape are two different actions. And perhaps you would say that. I want you to take a look at Rabbeinu Hananel, who we said originally we quoted as supporting, perhaps, this theory in earlier in the Gemara. And I want to look very carefully how he does this question. If you have a standard old-school layout of the Gemara, it's just above the bottom of the page. We're going to read from Esver of Yosef Laraba. And by the way, just a thing to know about manuscripts of Rabbeinu Hananel, we did a little bit of this when we were learning Beitza. Manuscripts of Rabbeinu Hananel often come from just one manuscript that someone found and tossed together on the Gemara. You can see lots of times things are a little bit missing and gaps, not that reliable. I don't have an access to a critical edition of Rabbeinu Hananel, nor do I know if there were other manuscripts found on Moed Katan even. But anyways, not everything you see will be 100% smooth, like let's say something that's we have many, many manuscripts of corroborating. Esver of Yosef Laraba.
I think Masad Rav Kook did
a Rabbeinu Hananel?
Yeah.
I've never seen that. Interesting. Okay. There was a few other people put out, but I didn't know Masad Rav Kook put Rabbeinu Hananel. Wow. Esver of Yosef Laraba. Yosef asked the following question to Rabba. HaMenakesh. What does Menakesh mean? What did Menakesh mean above for Rabbeinu Hananel? HaChofer Beis Hazraim. Okay? V'ha Mamshech Mayim Lezraim. That was above the second thing, right? And again, we said that maybe that's the same idea. Perish. Chofer Eitzel HaKilayim. Where you dig near the Kilayim. Now look what he says. He should stop. 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 V'lokeach He'afar U'mechape Bo Es HaKilayim Kidei She'yitzmach. And then you have V'ha Mechape B'Kilayim Loke. Okay? This V'ha Mechape B'Kilayim certainly shouldn't be there. He just explained that. I think what Rabbeinu Hananel is trying to say is the same thing I think he was trying to say at first. This is not HaMenakesh, one action, two, V'HaMechape, a second action. It's someone who does your weeding, and what do? You dig up some dirt and pour it down on the seeds. It's exactly the same as Menakesh and Mashkemayim. It's exactly analogous. You're doing one act which seems to be more clearly Choresh, and one act which seems to be more clearly Zoreya, except they're all in one. It's all in one fell swoop. I shouldn't say one act and one act. One outcome which seems to be clearly Choresh, and one outcome which seems to be clearly Zoreah, and you're doing them both together, so I think he still supports that. Rabbi Akiva Omer, again, this Tanakhama says, Lo, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Afam Ekayim, Bishlam, Rabbi Yosef, Damar Menakesh, Mishum Zoreah, Chayiv, Hainu Da Asira, Zriah, Bekilayim, Ela Laraba, Damar Mishum Choresh, Harisha, Bekilayim, Mi Asira. Again, we have the Gemara's question. Uparik Rabba, and Rabba explains, My Loka de Ketani, what is the Loka that we say? Mishum Mikayim Bikilayim, Vikula Rabba Kivahi, Umatam Kaamar, Vahachi Ketani, and again, this is all word for word of the Gemara, virtually with minor changes. HaMenakesh V'machap Bikilayim Loka, My Taima Mishum Mikayim, Sherbi Kiva Omer, Afa Mikayim Bikilayim Loka, Perush, Mikayim Bikilayim. What is Mikayim? Very close attention. Shematza Sade Zerua Kilayim, he found the field that was already planted. V'avda hu, and he worked it, v'tzamcha, and it grew, it sprouted, v'niskayem hakilayim ba'avodaso. And the kilayim was able to exist, meaning he didn't physically put the seeds in the ground, but he promoted plant growth. Shegorem lo hatzmacha v'hafrachas peri. Okay, so what's Mekayim according to him?
You're actively
helping it grow.
Rashi says
you saw it, you weren't mevatelet. Rabbeinu Chananel says you're actively helping it grow. Okay? Let's stop short over here. So, pause here. Afa Mekayim. Okay, Rashi says, what did you do? Nothing, that's a problem. Rabbeinu Chananel says, you literally worked this field until the kilayim were able to grow. Says Tosfos Arash. Source number Aleph on the sheet. Let's see if we even get to the rest of the sheet today. I know. We talked about this before, because again, that we gave two interpretations to why they differ.
But I don't understand right? How this Menachesh we had before is connected to kilayim. Because the Menachesh before says, Tolesh asavim ra'im mitoch atovim.
Yeah.
In Kilayim, you have asavim ra'im, to take out ra'im min atovim. You have two.
Of course, things. What do you mean? You don't think the weeds grow among Tvua and among Gefanim?
But the weeds are not the two things that are growing.
I know, that's precisely Rashi's point. And what's fascinating, and here even to more emphasize the Machlokas, let me be clear. According to Rashi, what's Mekayim?
Letting it be.
What's Zoreya?
But according to
Zoreya? What Rabbeinu Chananel thinks is Mekayim, for Rashi is Zoreya. You understand?
Yeah.
Right? That's the point. Rashi, again, is a much lower threshold here. And it's very important because there's a lot to talk about on these points. But let's take a look at Tosfos Arash, okay? Because Tosfos Arash gives us what may be a quote of Rashi, and in the Rashi Ksav Yad, I didn't bring it, but he quotes this Rashi as Rashi actually saying this. Afa Mekayim, Pirush Rashi, says Tosfos Arash, Shera'am velo akaram. You saw them and you didn't uproot them, right? Remember we said Bitul Iker, same thing, right? Bitul Iker. Rashi says, Shera'am velo akaram. Velo nehira she'is chayev velo maisa. All of you are screaming, you're jumping up and down out of your seats. Lav she'in bo maisa, ain't lokin alav, right? Zahalacha. And now, by the way, this sugya actually is very much connected to that. I didn't want to go all the way over to Makos today, but there's Gemara and Makos to see that relate to this and a Rekivas Kiyom and Kilayim, but maybe we'll get there in future weeks. Loni Yerushets Chai Belo Maisa, Ela Mekayim, Hainu Kigon, Nikush, Hainu Kigon, what did he say? Nikush, V'Kisuach, Ogo Der Geder Sevivam Kidei Lekayim. Okay, also a type of promotion of plant growth. I don't know exactly what.
Eating and abetting.
Exactly. So again, what's Tosfos Arash? Tosfos Arash says, like Rabbeinu Chananel, he's bothered. He's saying, Rashi, this doesn't make any sense. Right? But again, my point is to say, Rabbeinu Chananel, and this is probably the motivation. And listen to what he says. One more thing he does. And this, I think, is similar to a lot of other Rishonim. And this is, we'll see also in the Ritva. What's very fascinating is he doesn't fully agree with Rabbeinu Chananel. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, what do you have to do to be Mekayim? What do we say? You have to do some sort of work, right? He says, right, V'avdahu v'tzamcha v'niskayim akilayim ba'avodaso shegorim lo hatzmacha v'hafrachas peri. You have to have literally caused it to grow. The fact that Tosfos Arash adds, O gadar geder sevivam kedei lekayim, means he fenced it off so no one's going to uproot it. Is that actually causing it to grow?
No.
But what does that allow? What does that answer? And therefore what? Meaning, because Tosfos Arash is only coming from the perspective of Lav Shein Bo Maisa. So any Maisa that you do of Kiyum, now, 98% of Maisim that you do for Kiyum will actually cause it to grow. There happens to be a Maisa which does not actively cause it to grow, but still does Kiyum. What is that? He fends it off, so no one uproots it. But Rabbeinu Chananel, Kiyum is an even higher bar. Kiyum, you actually have to have promoted the growth. I don't think Rabbeinu Chananel would say, God our getter sevivam is going to be chayev. Okay, so it's more than that. But again, Tosfos Arash asks the obvious question that everybody's bothered by, and Rove Rubam shall Rishonim him literally, like, laugh at this shita. You see the way the Tosfos Arash, the Ritva, the Meiri, very dismissive of such a shita. Anyway, he says, V'hachi Yisabi Yerushalmi. Okay? Okay? And this is Yerushalmi. Amar Yosef Kol Modim Shu Asar Kishekiyim Shelo Al Yedei Maisa. Okay? Everyone agrees that it's Asar when you didn't do a Maisa. Aval Kishekiyim Al Yedei Maisa Pligi. The Machlokes is when you did Kiyum through a Maisa. Rabbanan Amri Eino Loke. Why? Because they only hold the Asar is Zriya. For Rabbi Akiva Amar Loke. And Rabbi Akiva says Loke. And he says, by the way, so what's this Isser Kiyum? Meaning, don't think, therefore, meaning if you read this Gemara, says to Sarash, you might think, according to Rabbi Akiva, if you do Kiyum, by action, you are Chayev, Malkus. You get Malkus. If you do Kiyum Shelo Al Yedei Maisa, according to Tosfos Sarash, it's Aser, but you don't get Malkus. Again, according to Tosfos Rashi, according to Rabbi Hananel. According to Rashi, you're still going to get Malkus somehow, magically. But according to Tosfos Rashi, Rabbi Hananel, you're not going to get Malkus. What about according to Rabbanan, if you do Kiyum Shelo Al Yedei Maisa? What would you say then?
That's Machlokes Rabbi Yosef and Rabba.
Right. Yeah, according to Rabba, that's a problem.
Why? How do you see that?
Because where's the Malkus?
Because
no, because then they're the same person. But meaning, assuming there's another shita that doesn't hold of kiyum klal, meaning in Hanami. I mean, yes, assuming there's a machlokas here.
That's Rabbi Akiva coming to add then.
Correct. Meaning, I agree with you that when Rabba says that akula Rabbi Akiva, that's the opinion that he's paskening like. But there is another existent opinion. Anyway, so says Tosfos Arash, just to let you know. Let's finish. Yeah. Just to finish, he says, just to let you know, according to everybody, he says, we have a Mishnah explicitly. Haroa Yerek Bekerem. If you see Yerek inside a Kerem, Omer, and he says, el katena mutter. He says, by the time I get there, I'll pick it, meaning I'll get rid of it. By then, it's okay. Lichshe Echzer el katena, but he says, now I'm going to go home. I'm going to come back another day and get rid of it. Im hosif masayim, if it grew 1/200th, aser. Okay, you cannot eat that, the food, the stuff there. Again, whatever amount of kilayim, when you learn Hilchos Kilayim is aser, that is aser, and it is no longer edible by human. Okay?
I was going to make a suggestion to get rid of the problem of a lafshin or maisa by Rashi.
Yeah.
I was going to suggest that maybe Rashi's trying to say that this person planted the kilayim in his field, and what he's adding is that all the while, he doesn't do anything to get rid of it. He's going to be over that love.
Another one?
Yeah, like another one.
An additional love?
On top of the Zriya, all the while you don't do anything to destroy it, you're going to be Chayev. Like isn't it like Shat? You're Chayev every minute you're wearing it?
So there are such theories about different Averos. An interesting one would be Mila. Right, Mila is the classic example of if you're mevatel. Right, the halacha is if someone doesn't do a mina, if someone doesn't do a mila, they get kares.
That's only after they're dead.
Well, that's the meaning. What you both of you just mentioned are different ways of understanding getting kares for a mila. Meaning, the Rambam seems to say, well, up until you die, you could get a mila, and then you won't get kares. Right, so that's what he said, and he's dead. Other people say every single second, you are over an additional day. Correct one day from the eighth day and on. Anyways, it's a whole discussion. It would be very hard for me to imagine that's what Rashi is saying. First of all, Ikr Chaser Min HaSefer. Also, it sounds like, again, at least in the way that we're reading this Braisa to begin with, that Rabbi Akiva is saying, even if you do something, but you're saying you would read it as also you get an additional Isser for Kiyum. Certainly, again, not the way the Gemara is interpreting it. Could someone interpret the Braisa that way? Maybe. I'll take a look. Would seem to be a chiddush, but that's... I've said much wilder and certainly incorrect things myself. So I think this is certainly worth looking into to see if other people say such a thing. I would say it's a chiddush, but interesting theory. Interesting theory. I'm not sure.
How does Rabbeinu Chananu learn Rabba's Teretz?
Very good. For him, it's the best.
Really?
Yeah.
What does he say? He's saying the whole thing is according to Rabbi Akiva. Tanakama?
Yeah. Tanakama's threshold
is Menachish. and Rabbi Akiva's threshold?
No, meaning they're saying this is exactly the machlokas, meaning that according to people who hold that Menakesh and Mechape are in fact entirely something which you're chayav for Zoreya for, that has a din of Zoreya. Right. According to someone who says they're entitled Choresh, you have to say it's only part of Mechape. Meaning it's exactly the machlokas between the Rabban and Rabbi Akiva is, are Menakesh and Mechape Zoreya or Choresh? If they're Choresh, you could only be Mechayev for Kiyum. If they're Zoreya, you could be Mechayev for Zoreya. But you're right that it looks very similar, meaning the action can be very similar in both cases, Masha'en came by Rashi. Okay, second point. Let's take a look at...
Why is there such a spectrum of interpretation? There's Rashi, Rabbeinu Chananel, and Tosfos Rosh, they're all Rishonim, as to what Mechayim is. Rabbeinu Chananel says you're actively doing something in the field to promote growth. That's one extreme.
Right, Rashi is the other extreme.
Nothing.
Right.
And Tosfos Rosh says you're doing something active, but not directly to the field. You're preventing animals or people from getting in there by building a fence.
Right. What's the
why
issue?
Is there such a spectrum of interpretation? But why would Rashi go to the extreme and say, you're not doing anything at all?
Perhaps.
He could have said, you're doing something active, like Rabbeinu Chananel. Why did he avoid...
You're saying what motivated Rashi to say this?
Yeah, like, which is the most chiddushtik interpretation? Rashi,
I don't know if I can... certainly Rashi is a big Kiddush based on the way all the Rishonim that respond to him. There are a number of things we need to take into account to understand why Rashi or why Rabbeinu Chananel or why Tosfos HaRosh would actually say any of these things, which is we need to understand their Svaras. Okay? Tosfos HaRosh is very clear. Tosfos HaRosh, we know 100% why he says what he says, because it's about Maisa. Elav Shein B'Maisa, and Lokan Elav, it's impossible that Rabbi Akiva would say that something without a Maisa, you'd get Malkus on.
And that's a general principle.
Yeah, that's a general principle.
Rashi knows that principle, too.
Correct.
So how could he say what he says?
So
violates that principle.
Right. So perhaps he learns, well, I mean, there's a general, and again, this gets to the general ideas of Torah Shebaal Peh, but there's a famous theory out there that Rashi is a local Mefaresh, and Tosfos is a worldwide Mefaresh. Meaning, Tosfos is always working, this Gemara says this, how could this Gemara say that? And Rashi is much more... happy to say, well, it's just a machlokas sugyos. Who cares, basically? Again, this is more discussed in different places, but I've heard many gedolim, talmidei chachamim, it's not a terrible thing to say, even though academics say it also, but gedolim also say it, that again, Rashi is concerned with the here and the now. So what if there's a Gemara somewhere else which says this and this? Maybe this person disagrees with that shita. Okay? Again, how important? And again, especially when this is discussed, according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, do we say, again, discussion in Makos, so that's something to see, especially if you want to be a more yeshivish read of Rashi. Let's see how Rashi learned the sugya in Makos to be able to say this here. But ultimately, whether or not, again, that's a separate point. It's probably external, and Rashi says, listen, what does Mekaya mean? Mekaya means you left it there, right? What's the problem with Rashi saying that as a pshat in the sugya? Okay, Rabbeinu Chananel, perhaps he is bothered by the other svar, and he's saying, what do you mean? You just leave something there? You don't do anything about it? How could you make be chayev for that? Chayev, you got to do something. Kiyum is upholding it, is, right? Arur asher lo yakim is divrei Torah, right? It's kiyum, it means more than that. Like, I don't know that we need to find anything so wild. But ultimately, like, each of them has a svara behind it. Now, let's take a look. If you want, you can read the Rabbeinu Chananel. You can read this because we're getting very late already. So I just want to read at least finish the Tosfos HaRosh and the Ritva, which we've already alluded to most of what they've said. And then I'll leave you off the question of Rabbi Akiva Eger. And we'll see. By the way, there are other names given to the Shitos of Tosfos HaRosh and Rashi. We'll see in a moment what those are. But ultimately, you can read Rabbeinu Chananel by yourself. I would recommend that you also read again, if you want, between this week and next week. I'd recommend that you also read the little comment that's in the middle, because he makes a suggestion as to how to read this Rabbeinu Chananel. But let's take a look at Rabbeinu Chananel quoted by Tosfos HaRosh. So that way we can see the way Tosfos HaRosh had Rabbeinu Chananel, which is Mekayem Minayin Talmud Lomar Kilayim Lo. First things first, what text did Tosfos HaRosh have in his Gemara? No. Definitely not the same as Rashi. Perhaps the opposite of Rashi. Perhaps the same as Rashi. Perhaps different than Rashi altogether. But Rashi seems to have a different year. So Rashi seems to say lo kilayim or kilayim sadcha lo. Tosfos HaRosh clearly has a girsa, Talmud Lomar, kilayim lo. What is this? Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel, and by the way, it's clear that Rabbeinu Chananel had the same girsa, even without. If we look at our Rabbeinu Chananel's, it's clear that he had that. He literally says, Minayin Tamad Lomar Lo Kilayim. Again, like that's a little bit more like Rashi. But anyways, Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel, Dehave Le Lemichtav Karmecha Lo Sizra Ve Lishtok. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, it should have written in the Pasuk, Karmecha Lo Sizra. It shouldn't have written Karmecha Lo Sizra Kilayim. Should have written Karmecha Lo Sizra Ve Lishtok and be quiet. Vana Yedana De'ein Zriya Ela Betvua. And I will know that there's no Zriya except for in Tfuah. Okay, you'll see if Uzratem es Hashanah Hahi or Uzratem es Hashanah whatever, Aval Bi'ilanos Netia. But Ilanos is Netia. Okay, you'll see if Untatem Kaleitz Machal. So why does it say Kilayim? Why does it have to say Karmechalo Sizra Kilayim? Kilayim Dekasav Rahman Alamali. So why then does it say the word Kilayim? Larabos Mikayim Kilayim Belav. To teach you Lo Sizra Karmecha, comma, Lo Kilayim. Meaning that essentially, what, and this is what Rashi was saying, this is what Rabbeinu Chananel is saying, and this is what Tosfos HaRosh is saying, that what? Don't read it so much as we're taking out words. Really what Rashi meant to say is as follows. Again, I think this is possibly pshat in our Rashi, but certainly pshat in Rabbeinu Chananel, who had the same girsa of Lo Kilayim. Okay, it says, okay, Karmecha Lo Sizra Kilayim. If it would have just said Karmecha Lo Sizra, I would have understood that you cannot plant grain in your vineyard. From the fact that it said Karmecha Lo Sizra Kilayim, we're saying the Lo gives us two different halachos. Karmecha Lo Sizra, Karmecha Lo Kilayim. Okay? One halacha, don't plant. What are you planting? Tvua, obviously. Tvua is what we call Sizra. Number two, Karmecha Lo Kilayim, don't let there be any Kilayim in your vineyard. That's what he means by Gorin.
Like it's written Karmecha Lo Sizra slash
Kilayim. Exactly.
So you can read
exactly. That the Lo is being read into both. That, I believe, is how Rabbeinu Chananel's learning. Perhaps you can read Rashi that way. That may solve a little bit of the discomfort that some people had with Rashi. Rashi just saying, put the words, Sizra in brackets for a moment, and then you have Lo Kilayim. Okay, perhaps that's what Rashi was intending. Ultimately, it's what Rabbeinu Chananel says. It's what seems to be here, but again, it's a little bit confused with the Gersos here, which is why the guy on the bottom, I don't know who wrote the comments on Rabbeinu Chananel, the guy on the bottom suggests a little bit of change in order, but ultimately, this is what we have Tosfos HaRosh recording Rabbeinu Chananel says, which is very important, and again, according to this Gersa, again, it's Kilayim Lo. Okay, now, what's fascinating is one pasuk is Sadcha Lo Sizra Kilayim, the other one is Karmecha Lo Sizra. Okay, so just to keep that in mind. Okay, the Ritva. Okay, the Ritva also agrees with Tosfos HaRosh. Pirish Kesha Osa Geder O Shumaisa Di Ilu Lav Shein B'Maisa In Lokan Alav Ukvar Pirash Diab M'Koma. Again, you can't have a Lav Shein B'Maisa. Kilayim Sadcha Lo Pirish. And this is what I told you earlier. If you know the pasuk, this is what jumps out at you according to our Gersa in the Gemara. Pirish Dila Hachi Lo Ksiv Lo Sarbia Kilayim Behemtecha. Meaning, so let's it would have been good if I would have brought you the pasuk where we have chumashim here, okay? So the Torah says as follows, Es chukosai tishmoru, follow my chukim, behem techalo sarbiya kilayim, don't basically crossbreed your animals as kilayim, san chalo sizra kilayim, don't plant your field kilayim, or your field don't plant kilayim, uveger kilayim shadneiz loyal elecha, okay? That's what it says. Now, the question is, in the earlier part of the pasuk says Ritva, why doesn't it say Lo Sarbiya Kilayim Behemtecha? Why does it say don't crossbreed Kilayim in your animals? Why does it say don't crossbreed your animals as Kilayim? So he tells you, right? Biyosh Dilahachi Loksiv Lo Sarbiya Kilayim Behemtecha Lemismach Kilayim Al Sadcha Ledrasha. It's so that Kilayim can be close to the next one of Sadcha. Why? Therefore, you say Behem techalo sarbiya, stop. Kilayim sadchalo, sizra kilayim. Okay? And kilayim sadchalo, sizra kilayim again. It's sort of, you're also reading the words two ways. But again, one way with the word before it, and one way with the word after it. Okay? And this is a very common type of drasha, where we read the words in both directions. For Rabbanan lo nichalahu, and the Rabbanan say, what kind of drasha is this? You know why the Rabbanan disagree? Not because of any fancy svaras. Rabbanan lo nichalu de'urcha dekra leminkat hachi velo misarsinan lekra kulehai. And this I thought really like again got to the discomfort. Lo misarsinan lekra kulehai. Right? Sirus means to, literally, sirus means to castrate, which is precisely to chop up, which is precisely the way, again, this really brings forward that imagery to splice it like this. We don't do this. Right? Again, other drashos where we have this in Chazal, the Ritva starts to bring them. He says, because you're never removing words, you're never cutting words out. Even though you're reading words both ways, you're never kind of chopping things out. Now, still, it is a little bit similar, but again, according to the Ritva, we haven't crossed that threshold. So again, if you're reading it like Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel, it's more of a stretch. If you're reading it like the Ritva, it's not that different. It's not that different, and that's why the Ritva still feels the need to emphasize that, no, it's still different. But definitely, if you're reading it like Rashi and Hananel, it's easy to see why the Rabbanan would disagree. They say, what kind of crazy drasha is this? You're reading the pasuk backwards and forwards and inside out and taking out words, right? So don't take out words of Pesukim. Leave me alone. I'll leave you off with the question of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Yeah.
Can you explain? I'm not a farmer. What's the Hava mean? A kerem and fua. What do you, if you have a grape, you're going to be kilayim with a grain?
Yes.
What are you going to get? What's going to grow?
You're not allowed to.
Like a wheat and a grape? What's going on?
Not that they're we're going to get wheat and grapes, but they can't be close.
You can't have them close to each other.
Yeah, but it's not like you're going to make a banana.
Correct. It's not grafting. That's a different type. That's a different type of kilayim. That's a different type of kilayim. You're not supposed
species,
to plant these two species so close together.
But they're not growing together. They're not commingling.
You're saying, why would people have the reasons for doing that?
You're not producing something.
I mean, first of all,
it's like a different DNA, yeah, like a protection, like a plant that
grows segregation idea.
Yeah.
It should be segregated, it's not intermingled.
No, I mean, that's the halacha. If you want to know, I'll tell you the answer that you're not going to like, that is only appropriate for now. Eschukosai tishmoru. That's the answer. Okay? Many people say kilayim is the classic chok. That's what, again, that many people say it's the classic chok. I gave a shir on Tamei HaMitzvos for Shatnez, interestingly, which obviously is the same pasuk. And we also talked about it in this very room probably a few years ago now, 3-4 years ago, more, 5 years ago, I don't remember, when we did Rip from the Headlines. We had a shir on genetically modifying foods. Anyway, we talked about Kilayim then in more detail. Anyways, fascinating topic. I'm just going to read the Rabbi Akiva Eger. The Rabbi Akiva Eger asks, just to introduce this, and then we'll go for the night. Skip to all the end of the brackets here, just because it's the whole Gemara. Michlal de Tanakam, Allah Mishumakayim. Kashali. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, 1 second. Dilma ha Tanakama sphere leilav she'en bo maisa ein lokin alav. Ve'en ochayev imakayim ba'alma elem kein al yedei maisa kagon nikush v'chipui. Says, maybe, 1 second, how do you know that this implies that the Tanakama's reason is Lamishu Mekayim? Meaning, in the Gemara, the original question on Rabbah was what? That Tanakama must hold it's an Isser of Zriya, and Rabbi Akiva must hold it's an Isser of Kiyum. And how are you going to explain Tanakama's Zriya? Says Rabbi Akiva, what are you talking about? Kashali, Dilma Tanakama's really Lavshein B'maisa ain't Lokin alav. Tanakama holds Lavshein B'maisa is not Lokin. And therefore, and you're only going to be chayev if you do an actual action. Rabbi Akiva hosif, and Rabbi Akiva adds, af mikayim ba'alma loke, disfira le'lav she'in bo ma'isa loke. Maybe that's exactly their machlokas. If that's the case, do you have any way of knowing that Tanakama holds the din in Zeria? No. Maybe they both hold kiyum is the iser. But according to the Tanakama, you have to do a Maisa. And according to the Rabbi Akiva, you don't have to do a Maisa, and you're still going to get Malkus. Ulashitas hatosvos Malkus. Now here's what I said. We're going to give new names to Rashi and Tosfos HaRash, or Ritva, or Rabbi Hananel, or whomever. Ulashitas hatosvos Malkus. According to Tosfos and Malkus, the Gam Rabbi Akiva lo mechayev ela b'mekayim al yedei Maisa. Nicha. Okay, whose opinion is this? Tosfos is Rabbi... possibly Rabbeinu Hananel, possibly Tosfos HaRash, / the Ritva. Again, we don't know that it's as extreme as Rabbeinu Hananel until we look it up. Certainly not Rashi. Aval apir she'aruch sham b'Tosfos, til Rabbi Akiva chayev gam b'lo asa ma'isa kasha. Okay. And Amar b'no ha'mechaber, ayin la'av amari nero yar b'ksavav. Look at what he wrote. Thank you. No, there is a little bit of a longer piece on this. I just thought I would ask this kasha. It is putting it in perspective for us. Because again, right, as you said, it's not a crazy thing to suggest that Rabbi Akiva could hold Lav She'ein Bo Ma'aseh Loke, in which case that could be the whole Machlokas. Just this question of Rabbi Akiva Eger is food for thought for next week, as to how you're going to read the Gemara, how you're going to understand the Gemara, and hopefully we will answer some very fascinating, interesting things. I feel bad we didn't get to Rabbi Eliashiv, because I really thought what he said was really cool, even if it's hard to understand exactly why he's saying that. But anyways, leave this kasha, let the juices sink in a little bit for this week, and to try to understand it.
You're not allowed to have it in your possession.
Yes.
Somebody throws it into my field, and I see, I throw it as a ruin.
Yes.
I see it there. If I do nothing, I can't.
What do you mean, chayev?
Chayev malchus.
Why?
Because I didn't.
There's a rule all over. Kol haTorah kula lav she'ein bo ma'aseh ein lokan alav.
Because I possess it.
Okay, where does it say you cannot possess kilayim? So you're saying, according to Rabbi Akiva, that's the case. I mean, kilayim lo means. Now, there are many things in the Torah that the Torah says don't do, and you don't get malchus if you don't do a ma'aseh. So again, same thing should apply here. Why are you suggesting that suddenly this drasha, because it doesn't have a ma'aseh over here, is different than any other drasha of a lav she'ein bo ma'aseh? That's the whole point here. Meaning, it's not.
Because it's the same love, right?
That's precisely a reason to say that you should not be loke. Meaning you have a way in which you can be chayav malchus for this lav. Now you're telling me the lack of a ma'isa is also chayav malchus? No, I'd understand it much better if it was a different isser, like you were suggesting before in Rashi. If it was a different isser, at least I can understand. If the only way this isser comes up is shelo al yedei ma'isa, maybe I would have a svara to say such a thing. But if it's the same one, it's even harder to say, I think. Anyways, again, food for thought. Have a good night.